When we're really close to someone, it's easy to become complacent. We become so comfortable that we stop consciously creating the relationship. So we might bottle things up until our emotions start to boil over. Or if it's a partner or a lover, maybe our infatuation fades a little bit. The things that once attracted us to that person might even become an annoyance. We create patterns of dynamics in relationships, whether we know we're doing it or not. So we have a choice. We can either let our minds unconsciously drift toward whatever biases that we have, or we can consciously steer it toward the reality that we want to create. If you let your mind go towards all of your differences, those differences will be glaring at you every single day. But if you shift your focus to their positive traits and the joy that they bring and the present moment, then that's what you'll primarily see. Yes, it does take effort. A long-term positive dynamic rarely happens by chance. You create it, just like you create and maintain your thought habits. So today you're amplifying your love for someone that you already love. So this should be fun and fairly easy. Remind yourself of all the things that they do that add something to your life. The way they inspire you, what they've taught you, how they support you, what you admire and what you appreciate about them. Get as specific as possible. When you're around this person, really make it a point to turn your awareness toward the good things, kind of like we tend to do in a new relationship. When I first start dating somebody, not that that happens anymore, but it's really easy to wear rose-tinted glasses. My heart races. Everything they do seems perfect. My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. So think about the situations that create those feelings for you. Maybe it's your first date with somebody that you really like. Maybe it's whenever you're around somebody that you really like. Maybe it's the feelings you have with your dog. It doesn't really matter. Cultivate those feelings with this person that you're focused on today. And this is a really great practice to do with everyone you love as often as possible, because that energy is felt. I have gotten so much better at this in the last few years, between having to parent through pregnancy hormones and sleepless nights that made me realize just how big an impact my own mood swings can have. And I'm hyper aware of this because I have a toddler who's looking to me to model how to be in this world, how to be in relationship with someone, how to anchor my nervous system. When the negativity starts to creep in between me and my partner, I'm learning how important it can be to pause first rather than letting that snowball of negative thoughts build up even more. So I try envisioning him as he was when we first met, reminding myself what drew us together from the start. I remember thinking that he was so attractive, and I still do, but just like with anything new and shiny, it kind of starts to lose the shine when we've had it for a while, or it just starts to become familiar so the details fade into the background. So I like to think back to how I felt when we first met, like his dimples that made me melt and the way that he looked at me with the little smirk and his piercing green eyes. And pretty quickly, a wave of appreciation just sweeps over me and leaves behind gratitude for finding something true and genuine, like the love that we've created together. So like I said, this activity is supposed to feel good for you and even the person that you're focusing on today. So see if you can dig up some characteristics about this person that you haven't thought of in a while. Amplify your love and really revel in it until you start to feel it in your energy body. And let us know how it goes in the comments. Good luck.